USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The head of NATO says Ukraine has the ability to win the war against Russia. Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg telling NATO members Sunday that Russia's invasion launched in February is not going as planned. This as a bipartisan $40 billion Ukraine package is stalled in the Senate after Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul blocked the effort to pass it via unanimous consent. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, however, says the objection won't impede the bill's passage.
I expect the United States Senate to finally approve the bipartisan package of $40 billion this week.
President Biden will be awarding Public Safety Officer Medals of Valor on Monday and holding meetings with the Greek Prime Minister. This is USA Radio News.
Attention weekend gardeners, don't let insect pests destroy your hard work. Fight back with Maggie's Farm. Created by pest control professionals, Maggie's Farm plant and mineral-based products provide amazingly effective insect control, like our 3-in-1 garden spray for organic gardening. Deadly on garden insects, but safe to use around children and pets. Maggie's Farm. Lethal to bugs, easy on the planet. Now, for a limited time, get a free box of our patented no-spill ant-kill bait stations with purchase at greenbugkiller.com. That's greenbugkiller.com.
Think of everything you do to provide for your family. A home, food on the table, healthcare, vacations, and saving for your kids' education. It's all good as long as you're alive, but it's only a drop in the bucket of what they'll need if you die without life insurance. Buying term life insurance is not something you can afford to put off. Call the Term Lifeline now for the lowest possible rates on quality term life insurance. Term life rates are at all-time lows, and we can save you up to 70%. If you already have coverage, you could be paying too much. One call.
Finland is taking steps to join NATO. The decision announced on Sunday at a joint news conference with Finland's president and prime minister, who say the move must be ratified by the country's parliament before Finland can formally apply for membership with the European alliance. The country shares an 830-mile border with Russia, and Russian authorities have warned Finland that joining NATO would be a mistake. The FDA is giving the green light to a new diabetes drug. The agency on Friday saying it approved Eli Lilly's new injection drug called Mounjaro for adults with type 2 diabetes. The FDA saying the drug showed to improve blood sugar levels with diet and exercise. The Powerball jackpot is growing. Lottery officials saying Monday night's drawing will be worth an estimated $90 million after no one matched all six numbers to claim last night's prize. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
Americans are finding some grocery store shelves empty as supply chain disruptions continue to impact the United States. Michigan Republican Congresswoman Lisa McClain says this is a result of government restrictions.
If government gets out of the way, gives some power to the business people in America, they'll actually figure out how to be productive, and this crazy word called and be more energy efficient and energy conscientious.
The United States is also dealing with the highest prices in 40 years, especially at the gas pump. Border communities are concerned with the lack of White House visits to the southern border as illegal immigrants continue to cross into the country at the highest levels in two decades. Eagle Pass Mayor Pro Tem Yolanda Ramon joins Fox News and says her city feels overlooked.
We aren't totally being ignored here in the border, and that's not, you know, what the U.S. should be about.
Court is back in session on Monday in Virginia in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard defamation trial. Before taking a more than week-long pause, Heard took the stand testifying in her own defense and again accusing her former husband of being abusive. Depp suing Heard for $50 million for an op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post in December 2018. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.